Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Talk to TJ Show on the special broadcast edition. Broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. Now, here's our host, TJ.
God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining me in this special broadcast edition of the Talk to TJ Show. For those of you who may not know, that this evening, today rather, our loved one, Nelson Mandela, has passed away at the age of 95. Today, this show is dedicated to the life of Nelson Mandela. We're taking your calls to give you an opportunity to share your thoughts and your feelings right here on the Talk to TJ Show at 646-478-4930. That's 646-478-4930. An icon, a revolutionary, politician, dies at the age of 95. I'm TJ. We're going to open up the lines and we're going to take your calls when we come back. Share your thoughts and opinions on the life and legacy of Nelson Mandela. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere.
I need you, I'm a big soul, stand with the earth,
Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are just joining us, this is a special broadcast on the Talk to TJ show. Many of you may have already heard the news, and if you haven't, let me be the first to tell you our nation is mourning the death of Nelson Mandela. He passed away today at age 95. The South African statesman, who before that served 27 years in prison only to emerge and lead South Africa out of decades of apartheid and transition from this life as we know it at age 95. Mandela had a recurring lung infection as well as battling health issues in recent months, which led him in and out of the hospital. Mandela rested in his childhood home in Eastern Cape Province, where he said he was most at peace. So, again, if those of you who are just joining us on Blog Talk Radio, those of you who may be listening in from your iPhones, your smartphones, your tablets, Google, Twitter, we welcome you to the show as we reflect on the life and legacy of Nelson Mandela. I see we have a couple of calls in the queue. I want to also just bring on, see, my mentor is on the line, and I want to welcome him to the show. Good evening, Kerry. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much for having me, TJ.
Oh, no problem, Kerry, no problem. You know, at this time, too, Kerry, I want to also bring on and welcome Anthony Weeks. Many of you have heard that name before, and rightfully so, you should have. Anthony has been a guest on the show over several times, and he's also my dad, and we mentioned that in earlier broadcasts. So I want to welcome him to the show this evening. Hey, good morning. Good evening, Pop. Well, I should say Anthony for the show.
Good evening.
But, Kerry, let me start with you since we have you on the line. And I've seen you have put a post on Facebook as well. Our nation, as I said, is mourning the life and death of Nelson Mandela. And if I could just get your take on how you feel about this tragic that our nation has received this loss.
Sure, and also a welcome to Anthony Weeks. A good quick shout out to you. This is something that, of course, is felt around the world. Nelson Mandela stood for so much more than just being, someone who was incarcerated for almost 30 years for what he believed in. And it has such a profound effect on the entire world. This is not something that is just just a typical type of passing, which any loss is very sad. But this is someone who stood for so much more than he literally represents the word freedom to all. So it's a heartfelt loss for our world.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is, Kerry. I want to just get Anthony's take on this as well. Good evening to you again, Anthony. And your take, your thoughts, and your feelings on the loss of Nelson Mandela.
It is certainly a great loss. As it's already been stated, this man lived his life. He stood by his conviction to the point of even staying in prison for almost 30 years. Something that we see so rarely today, where we have leaders that are willing to put their own lives on the line for their cause. You know, kind of remind me of David in the Old Testament. He asked, is there a cause? And here's a man that said, you know, that there was a cause. And because of his stand, because of his conviction and his life, many lives around the world have been changed. I would like to say this, too. My own father, your grandfather, looked like Mandela. Nelson Mandela, that's one of the things that people often say when they see my father, Marvin Smith. They see him, he looks like Nelson Mandela. So I haven't had a chance today to talk to him about that, but I know he was certainly a great fan of Nelson Mandela. You know, in our society, in our culture right now, we're facing a lot of issues as people of color. And, of course, Nelson Mandela and what he stood for and what he continues to stand for, even at this moment in his legacy, is something that we need to continue to look at. His life said, make things happen. Remember that. His life said, make things happen, not just sit back and wait for things to happen. And certainly we want to pay tribute to such a great leader in our community and certainly in the world.
Well said. Kerry, if I can get you just to jump back in for a moment. Once we sit back and we reflect on the life of Nelson Mandela, what words would you think Nelson Mandela would have to this generation today?
Well, I think that service, of course, to your country, is something that he certainly espoused over the years. And just having that kind of, pacifist, kind of a belief that you want to always be calm and, you know, and just have this, that inner strength. I think those are words I think that he certainly have communicated over the years and also was an example of. So I think those are the words that come to mind.
Right. You know, Jim, I thought it was extremely important to do this show. Normally I broadcast on Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m., but when I heard the news today, I felt like it was important to go on the air, to go live, to give our listening audience an opportunity to weigh in on the life and legacy of Nelson Mandela. I also want to just ask, and either one of you can just jump in here. You know, Nelson Mandela retired from his public life in 2004, and he spent a great deal of that time with his family. Just talk to me a little bit about the importance, especially in this day and age, for an African-American man to spend with his family.
Well, sure, and this is Kerry. I can certainly speak to that. Nelson Mandela led through example or by example, in which being such a close, an important member of his own family. So, you know, they called him Tata, and these are folks who, of course, supported Nelson Mandela throughout his long battle with his illness and during his long life. So the importance of family, obviously, you know, was part of him emerging from all that he had been through to become the president in South Africa. So that, to me, is leading a life by example in terms of how vital and important and integral part family plays in your success.
Anthony, you want to just chime in on that?
Certainly. Of course, with his roots in Africa, the rich heritage that we have, and the things that permeate the importance of the black male and the strong, and not only a black male, but a strong black male in terms of taking a village to raise a community. It takes a whole village, and he demonstrated that. Even in his last days, he saw the need to go back to the grand roots of just surrounding himself with family, something that we've gotten away from in our community. You know, and that's something we must get back to. The family is the core of not only the community but of the world. And certainly, again, Nelson Mandela stood out in terms of showing us the way in terms of how we should be.
Thank you, gentlemen, both. You know, I was reading a couple of articles, and in some of those articles it says that Nelson Mandela definitely has set the bar, so to speak, on how our African-American leaders should be this day. And none of our leaders have yet to reach that bar, so to speak. But I just want to kind of just get some final thoughts from the both of you, if I can. Anthony, let's start with you if we will, on just some last words as we reflect upon the life and legacy of Nelson Mandela.
Well, I would like to say thank you, first of all, for the life that he lived. It's one of the true remarks of transitioning into the next life is what type of life did you live? And certainly I want to say thank you, Nelson Mandela, for the example that you set for our community, especially in these perilous times. We need to see our young people, we all need to see strong black males in this world, and certainly you are a great example of a leader in the community, and not only the community, but also in your family. And I will go on all night just thanking you for all the different things that you've meant to our community. But I would say rest in peace, and again, thank you for the great example that you left for all of us. We love you.
Carrie?
And adding to that, these words from Nelson Mandela, and that is that education is the most powerful weapon you can use to change the world. And it's kind of like words like that that will stay with all of us as we reflect on the life of Nelson Mandela. And I do want to thank you as well, TJ, because this is really critical, being able to provide a role as a broadcaster, sharing information, and being able to educate and help our listening audience. These are the things that broadcasting is all about. It's about connecting and communication, and you're doing a great job. Thank you for allowing me to be part of your experience this evening.
Thank you, Carrie. I do appreciate that. I want to also thank Anthony and both of you gentlemen for taking the opportunity this evening to join me here on a special broadcast edition on the Talk to TJ show as we reflect upon the life and death of Nelson Mandela. We're going to take a little short break, and when we come back, I'm going to wrap up, and it's amazing how time flies, especially on a critical and important issue such as this. Gentlemen, if you can stay with us, we'll be back. Thank you. Of the Talk to TJ show, as we reflect upon the life of Nelson Mandela, who passed away today at age 95. It has been reported all over the news, and those of you who are just hearing it for the first time, this certainly our hearts and our thoughts and our prayers go out to Nelson Mandela's family. He leaves behind a wife, and we know Nelson Mandela has been married twice. And the last wife, and many of us, especially folks in my generation and the younger generation under me, may not have known that, but Winnie Mandela was married to, and he leaves behind several children. And Nelson Mandela's life has just been filled with amazing obstacles and hurdles that he has been able to overcome. As Carrie had mentioned earlier, he's almost been in prison for almost 30 years. And to come out of prison to lead South Africa out of apartheid is simply a remarkable story in itself. Nelson Mandela also has some books out. And one of the books that come to mind that I can remember when I was in school is reading Long Walk to Freedom. Which is also, if I'm not mistaken, a movie as well. So we just kind of wanted to highlight some of Nelson Mandela's accolades and some of his tributes that, and contributions that he has made not only to South Africa but to this nation. Nelson Mandela was born on July 18th, 1918, and he leaves us in 2013. Some of his awards that he has achieved was the Nobel Peace Prize, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the Congressional Medal, the Arthur Ashe Courage Award, the Queen Elizabeth II Award, the Diamond Jubilee Medal, as well as the Queen Elizabeth Golden Jubilee Medal, the W.E.B. Du Bois International Medal, the Prince of Austria's Award for International Cooperation, and the Howard Business of School Statesman of the Year Award, and a host of three dozen more awards. The list goes on and on. This is definitely a man who will be missed, one of our true kings in this nation. Gentlemen, again, I want to thank you both for joining me, Carrie, Anthony, here on this special edition on the Talk to TJ show. As always, gentlemen, you both have an open invitation to the show at any time. And, again, I just want to thank you for being available at this time.
You got it.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time again. And I want to thank you all for joining me, those of you who have been listening on Blog Talk Radio. Again, those of you who may have been listening on your iPads, your phones, however you're accessing the Internet, I want to thank you for joining me on this special edition of the Talk to TJ show. If you want to continue this conversation, please go to my Facebook page at facebook.com/talktotj. That's facebook.com/talktotj. Or if you like, you can email me at talktotj@gmail.com. That's talktotjshow@gmail.com. And remember, if no one told you they love you today, I do. Until next time, this is TJ. Thanks for joining me. Never
You've listened to a special broadcast of the Talk to TJ Show. The views and thoughts and opinions expressed on the show is that of his host and his host only. Thank you for joining us.